The cultural highlights in our region this weekend include bluegrass, chamber music, folk rock, soul jazz, modern dance, drone music, and a whole lot more. David Davis and the Warrior River Boys are best known for their traditional style of bluegrass, straight out of the Bill Monroe School. But on their latest album, Didn't He Ramble, the group digs back even deeper to a generation earlier than Monroe, showcasing the music of the pre-bluegrass outfit Charlie Poole and his North Carolina Ramblers. Davis and the boys bring their traditional style bluegrass to Dewey Hall in Sheffield, Massachusetts tonight at 7:30 p.m. After a nearly decade-long hiatus, folk roots outfit The Mammals have rebooted themselves, recorded a new album, and are bringing their reunion tour to the Egremont Barn in South Egremont, Mass. Tonight at 8 p.m. Fronted by Ruth Unger and Mike Miranda, the group's brand new album, Sunshiner, features 14 new original compositions in vintage Mammals style. Choreographer and dancer Ifrat Ashery is best known for her fusion of street and club styles of dance, including breaking, hip-hop, house, and vogue. Ashery offers a preview of Odeon, a new high-energy work set to premiere officially this summer at Jacob's Pillow. At Mass Mocha in North Adams on Saturday at 8 p.m. in Club B10, the dance is set to the music of Brazilian composer Ernesto Nazareth, whose songs blend early 20th century classical music with samba and popular Afro-Brazilian rhythms. And similarly, the Jamal Jackson Dance Company performs Rob Day, its evening-length work exploring gun culture through a fusion of African dance with modern and hip-hop techniques at PS21's new Black Box Theater in Chatham, New York, tonight and Saturday at 8 p.m. Violinist Suvin Kim and pianist Roman Rabinovich join cellist and Close Encounters with Music artistic director Yehuda Hanani in a program of mid-19th century grand piano trios, featuring works by Felix Mendelssohn and Bedrich Smetana at the Mahewi in Great Barrington, Mass. On Sunday at 3 p.m. Works include Mendelssohn's Piano Trio in C minor and Smetana's Piano Trio in G minor. That's two of my favorite keys. Writer Susan Orlean and actor Sarah Thier will record an episode of their Crybabies podcast with special guest Malcolm Gladwell at the Bard Fisher Center on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. For Crybabies, Orlean and Thier interview comedians, musicians, actors, and writers about the movies, TV, music, plays, and art that make them cry. The annual 24-hour drone festival, featuring an international roster of musicians and sound artists working in electronic, psychedelic, classical, non-Western, instrumental, and other genres incorporating drone, takes place at Basilica Hudson from Saturday at noon until noon on Sunday. 24 hours of unbroken drone. Artists include experimental cellist Julia Kent, Laraji, Pharmacon, Aaron Dyer of Buke and Gace, Grammy Award winner Steve Gorn, and artist and composer Mark Wagner, performing two sets as Son of the Sun, blending his own drone compositions with his practice as a whirling dervish. Singer-keyboardist Gerard Lawson brings his blend of blue-eyed soul and smooth jazz to Club Helsinki Hudson tonight at 9 p.m. Lawson should appeal to fans of Steely Dan, Donny Hathaway, and especially Stevie Wonder. And Seraph Brass, an all-female quintet that performs a diverse repertoire that includes original transcriptions, newly commissioned works, and well-known classics in new arrangements for brass, plays at Hudson Hall in the Classics on Hudson series on Saturday at 7 p.m. The concert will include works by Grieg, Mozart, Puccini, Debussy, Leonard Bernstein, and Michael Kamen, among others. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.